Jerkettes out there in Inches Land and Dolphin Land. We're back. It's what? I don't even know when the last time Inches was on the air, but we're fucking back. Me and L, what are you doing?
I've literally just been chilling during this whole off season and catching up on my other interests that doesn't involve Dolphins football right now. But I mean, I've been keeping up with the news and whatnot, but so far, very little.
Yeah. Well, we finally got tired of making excuses not to do a show. So here we are, back at it. Inches, baby. And it was L. Everybody thank L for saying, hey, are we going to fucking do a show or what?
And here we are.
Kicked me in the pants. Here we are. It will be April 8th when people listen to this. So I have the very confident... I'm very confident that this will be the last episode of season 6 of Fourth and Inches. Because if we do one after, I think it's, when's the draft this year? The 23rd or the 4th? I don't know. It's in there.
It's there.
It's in there somewhere. We know it's the end of this month. And after that, we will be into season 7 of this absolute crazy train wreck. But the new version is here. We've been doing the best we can, and yeah, probably not so great, but here we are. And
hey, we are attempting. That's the most important part. You know, which, we're trying.
Yeah, we're trying, which is more than I could say for 98% of Dolphins Twitter, just falls out of bed to be annoying. That's their whole reason for fucking being.
Speaking of which, I mean, Dolphins Twitter has been they've been having quite the off season with this is just random trending twice that doesn't even involve football, like,
yeah, there's been some nudage, there's been
a lot
some
of boobs,
some boobage, there's been some just some, you know, everybody, you know. I feel like they use each and every day as a new excuse to freak out over something they have absolutely no control over. That's kind of the name of the game, but we're getting there. I mean, we're moving right along. Like we say, what is it, 2 weeks till the draft? Two and a little change, so.
Pretty much.
We're moving through this offseason like crazy.
Yeah, like I have not. I mean, everybody's just been posting their fantasy drafts, and I've been kind of bad, kind of taking a look at, you know, the prospects of who we're drafting, but I'll be surprised, I guess.
Yeah, remember we were going to do a segment on the show where we made up a bunch of shit and made up a bunch of fake draftees and be like, I can't believe nobody's ever never heard of this guy before.
Like,
and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, I was too lazy to come up with any of that. So fucking, that's out the
window. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work coming up with, you know, imaginary players and their positions and their heights. I mean, it's a lot. It's like creating a whole universe.
I know. It would have been, that would have taken work. And so obviously that's out the fucking window.
But it's okay. It's okay. We're here.
We're just going to fall ass backwards into this. Like, huge. But yeah, no, I mean, other people I'm sure have opinions about the draft. I like to wait till after, cause I know nothing about college sports. I don't want to know anything about college sports. And so once we get a crop of guys, then I'll look into what they've done and check out some highlight reels. And as for these people who sit here and evaluate people that are never going to play for the Dolphins, just for like, what the fuck are you doing is what I'm kind of wondering, is that you have that much free time. Let's just fucking eval every fucking 236 some odd players in the draft.
My gosh.
On the oft minute chance that the Dolphins might accidentally draft one.
They're the kinds of people that would get mad over a 7th round pick or something. And I'm just like, all right, dude, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, right? They all stink anyway, but Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And my opinion is, I don't give a fuck. Let's see what happens. That's it. Wait and see. Yeah, I'm a wait and see guy.
I'm definitely the same person. Like, you know, I wait until after the draft and to kind of research everybody. Because, I mean, college is just, it's freaking insane and overwhelming, to be honest. There's way too many freaking players to evaluate.
Well, and let's be
perfect. Who has the time for that?
No, and let's be perfectly straightforward. There are two large camps of people. One of them will go over the fucking moon no matter who we draft, and the other one will say that we're in the worst shape that we've ever fucking been in no matter who we draft. These are people that can be disregarded and not taken seriously, but fucking A, there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just overreaction every single time. I'm just going to chill
every
out.
Every move is either the best thing we've ever done or a goddamn nightmare. So some people just live their lives like that now, I guess, in 2024, right?
Yeah.
Jump, just, you know, sort of bouncing from one freak out to the next.
And eventually just post on Twitter, you know, whatever picture.
Yeah. You know. But you won't see any of that here, because you got me and Al, who are clearly two of the most level-headed people that have ever been.
Exactly.
Nobody could ever accuse us of being wild, because we're just straight fucking laced all the way down the middle.
We're wholesome. We're very wholesome.
Are they picking up on the sarcasm? I don't know.
I don't know yet.
No, but yeah, so it's just weird because I seem to care so much less than all these people who just want to cry about everything or get really excited about everything. Let's fucking see. Let's just wait and see. That's my philosophy on life. Just wait and see.
Exactly. Although, you know, now that I think about it, like, since the last time that we recorded, a lot of things did happen with our team. Like, we no longer have Christian Wilkins, which is very sad.
Well, yeah.
Very sad about that.
We got a big list of guys out. And a big list of guys in. I mean, besides Christian, Xavier Howard was a big part of this team for a long time. I think we were all comfortable with moving on with him now, though, because he caught more STDs than interceptions last year.
I swear I've seen him more in strip club photos than I actually did
than
see on
in fucking highlight videos. Reel. Yeah, no shit. For real.
I love you, Xavier. Please don't block me.
No, but I mean, the one that really hurt was fucking Van Ginkle because we let him go for nothing.
Yes.
We just let him walk out the door. The Vikings barely paid him. On the upside, he looks like the guy on their helmet. Literally, like a fucking Viking. So
literally, yeah, he fits the whole Viking theme.
I think he landed in the right spot, even though that one fucking hurt. Fucking Jerome. Jerome Baker was serviceable.
Yeah. But I agree.
He never excited me, and a lot of times he pissed me off with his apparent lack of effort.
He
would just stop trying for games at a time, so
every single time. It was very frustrating to watch him play sometimes.
Who else did we fucking lose? Raekwon Davis. He never made a huge splash. He was solid, though. Robert Hunt. All these guys. These, like, workhorse dudes that, you know, you weren't going to throw a party about them, but those are big guys to lose. But then who'd we get in the door? We got an actual tight end, Jonnu.
Yes.
Possibly. So that'd be good if he could, you know, bring something to the table that we've been missing here.
Yeah, we desperately needed a tight end. So that move really excited me.
Yeah. And then just to start a bunch of filling guys, fucking Shaq Barrett, Neville fucking Gallimore. There's some names in there. Kendall Fuller, you know, probably maybe a lateral move. I don't know. Because here's the thing with me. If you don't play for the Dolphins, I don't really follow your career. So we're just going to have to see on all these guys.
we're Dolphins homers.
Oh, for fucking 100%. 100%. But yeah, I mean, so there's definitely a lot of changes. And I think in terms of where we need to go next year, can we just fucking run the ball more? I mean,
seriously.
Please, Mike. I mean, we renewed
Raheem. Yeah, Raheem. Yeah.
So things aren't really going to be changing too much there. And it's just my 2 cents, but after, in my fucking 2 cents aren't even worth 2 cents, but after looking at some of the, like, the splits on the Dolphins offensively, like, we already knew, like, Mike was guilty of getting away from the run on certain occasions where we're all screaming at the top of our lungs, just run the fucking football. But when you split the home and the road stats, there, I saw, like, this definite pattern. Bro called more than 20% less runs in away games.
And that's what the heck, Mike?
A little counterintuitive to me, because despite the fact that, and this is the important part, despite the run, like, having the same level of production at home or on the road, right around 5 a carry we average no matter what. If you're averaging 5 a carry, don't you think you should maybe run the football a bit?
You know, so it seems the thing that supposedly, you know, Mike is good at, right?
Yeah, like, so it seems like he got away from it. I don't think any of us were comfortable with, like, how, at the time, especially at the fucking time, just like, at the end of games, when that's when you drop the clock and the guy's fucking throwing it on. All right, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and micromanage every single call he does, but it just seems to me that when you have a potent running game like that, you fucking use it more. That's
exactly.
All. That's just me.
Come on, Mike. We know you are very capable. You've created some beautiful run designs before. Yeah. Use them.
Yeah, know? I'm not going to sit here and say I can do his fucking job better, but I think we all sort of collectively agreed. It's crazy that at certain times he would forget that you are allowed to run the football.
Yeah. You know, like, there are things like, I feel like he's one kind of where he knows his mistakes. But then towards the end of the season, I feel like he goes back to, you know, what was making him problematic in the first place. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed, look, I get it. We suffered injuries. So
yes.
The board kind of changed a bit, but there were just some moments where you really start to question his, like, what his thought process is. And going into year three, we got to have a lot less of that this year. Because I'm not the kind of person that's going to fucking turn on you after 2 or 3 years, especially when you've done as much good shit as he's done. But, I mean, please show me that you are self-aware and can learn and not sort
learn
of
from
fall
your past
into the same pitfalls that you was before. Just keep growing and improving is my wish.
Yes.
But I can't... I can't say much more about it than that. Other people are very opinionated.
Of course.
I'm just going with the fucking flow here. Hoping to be alive when the season starts again.
Yes.
It's about as far as I get into it in my thought process. I hope I don't die before then.
I'm in the same boat as you. Honestly. I just want to make it to the next season. You know, I'm just, you know, witness all that.
Yeah. And, as long as we don't have any more incidents from, like, Tyreek.
Oh, my goodness.
Before the end of the offseason, we'll be good. For a little while there, it seemed like he was making the headlines every week.
Every single day. Okay, I felt like I was seeing him almost every week with the headlines. I'm like, dude.
But also, I think they were really grabbing for something and sort of grasping at straws, the media, because they're just hoping he's going to get into some shit. Because even when he doesn't get into some shit, they report it like he got into some shit. What was it? He was at that Kevin Hart show or whatever, and some shit popped off, and the whole story was he left before anything got crazy. And I'm like, really? This is a fucking story? I think he should still face a suspension just for thinking Kevin Hart is funny.
I just want to say there is, like, some sort of, like, media bias towards Miami in general.
Oh, 100%.
At least what I've noticed. I think they're just waiting for some kind of downfall so they can, you know, run the headlines on ESPN. Like, it's something I've noticed, especially since, you know, their headquarters is located in, you know, good old New York.
Yeah.
I think they're just waiting they're just wanting to drop a bomb in some sort, like on the Dolphins.
I think we could all agree we have been unfairly covered for years. Yes. And it's not just us like bitching about it, like thinking we deserve more or whatever. it's fucking real. They just like to stir up the shit, and any little thing that happens, everyone's going to take the most negative possible angle on it. And that's just the way. It's just, I don't know. We haven't had good, a good like roster of local reporters in a very long time.
Yeah. Don't get me started on our beat writers, which by the way, I'm very sad that, one of them is leaving. Daniel's leaving, which I'm very sad about. He's actually one of my favorite reporters since he's come along. I mean, he's fairly new.
So naturally, he'd be one of the ones to move on.
I know.
Not one of these fucking losers.
All the good reporters always leave, and it's a bummer. But yeah, our beat writers do not do the Dolphins any favor.
Well, that's the thing. Covering a local sports team is pretty low level, so if you do even remotely good at your job, you're gonna get a better one somewhere else. That's just the name of the game. The rest of these fucking guys, they're bottom feeders. Like, you gotta reach all the way to the fucking dregs of the barrel to pull up one of these fucking slime balls.
And it's like you're dragging your own, you're dragging like the local team. Like, how is that?
Well, and then that's the other thing that people realized, engagement's engagement, and the fucking advertisers pay for the clicks, whether it's a hate click or whatever, and then they ran away with it. It's the internet, as usual, ruining fucking everything.
Basically.
yeah, so a lot of them just decide, okay, I'm going to play the heel here, and it's gonna get the job done, and I really don't care because I don't give a fuck about my work, and I have no self-respect. That's basically, I think, the thought process
behind most of these losers. I noticed you used a wrestling terminology there. You used the word heel.
Oh, is that a wrestling term?
It sure is.
Okay. Well, you make my timeline fucking wrestling every minute of the day. You might as well do it on the show, too. What was that? I think we lost Elle. Did I lose you?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, it was just momentary.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you not hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, it dropped for a second. I can hear you.
You can hear me. I'm like, I'm here.
No, I can hear you.
Please believe me. No, but...
I can hear you.
Yeah, so I don't know. I get real tired of everybody's shtick, and whether that's just randoms on Dolphins Twitter or the fucking media or whatever, you just got to tune it out. And I think everybody, if they do that, will be a lot better off and happier.
Yeah. Stop engaging with these people, especially when it comes to Tua, man. Like, these people know what they're doing every single time they tweet about him. And everybody falls for it.
And they think
time.
About him more than I do. I like the kid, and the people that fucking hate him literally live for him. I swear to God, they're fucking doing hate faps to his pictures. Like, real obsessive type shit. And I don't even think about him that much.
I obviously love Tua. It's just insane how much, like, these people who hate him, like, tweet about him. It's constant.
Some of them literally have made it their whole reason for existence on Twitter.
Basically.
And it makes you wonder what the fuck they do in their actual lives. They're like standing on the street corner with a sign that says Tua don't have a long arm or whatever the fuck. Like, it's crazy, some of these guys. But
seriously.
Hey, but do whatever you want to do, I guess.
That's how you know, like, you know, our QB1 just is an attention grabber, you know. He runs the headlines, so.
And I think different people have different reasons for hating him. I think some people, he must have done something to their favorite college team they never forgot. I think some people think that a quarterback is supposed to be a magician that snaps his fucking fingers and all the other things wrong with your team don't matter. I think some people don't like he's brown. I just think there's a whole lot of camps in terms of reasons that people hate. And then some people, I think the attention they get on fucking Twitter when they hate on them is more attention than anyone has ever given them, including their own parents when they were children.
If I see a check mark, usually it indicates that the rent is due. So, you know, get those engagement clicks if you need to, I guess.
Yeah, pay that rent. You got to have that 67 cents from Elon.
Which, by the way, the app has been completely crap, you know, with all the bots. I mean, they say that they're getting rid of the bots, but I mean, I still see what Nancy, you know, asking to see her tits.
Oh, yeah,
on
by the
Twitter.
By the way, if anybody who is a first time listener and you need to know more about Fourth and Inches, Pussy and Bio.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's constant. It's always on our comment section. Like, no, I do not want to see.
It's crazy because since it's become like the running joke on Twitter, like, it's gotten more. It hasn't. Nobody's like, oh, everybody realizes it's a fucking scam. Let's try something more clever. Nope. Let's just do it twice as much.
I started to see ass in bio.
Yeah, some people like ass. Better do ass in bio.
Yeah, I've been starting to see some pictures now, and I'm like, oh, like, that's nice. Like, thanks, Elon, for all that unnecessary bullshit.
Oh, but wait, no, he was supposed to fix everything. Isn't this everything being fixed?
Supposedly, but I mean, I still see it. Yeah, it's still crazy. There.
But, so, you know, we talked a little Dolphins, we talked a little other shit. Is it maybe time for you to receive your education about root beer?
That it sucks.
All right. Now this it says on awful. Your fucking profile. Not, it doesn't say pussy and bio. It says fucking noted soda analyst. Now, I would never use the word soda. It's pop. Just so everybody knows,
it is soda.
It is pop. So we can just start right there with the debate. But no, I see you on my timeline out here asserting that root beer is some like evil drink, and what the heck? My question is, what the fuck do you drink when you eat a pizza, Al?
I drink a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or even a Mountain Dew. I will drink a Mountain Dew over a root beer.
See, I said when it. I eat a pizza, when I eat a piece of pizza, I gotta have root beer if I'm gonna have any pop whatsoever. I don't know why. I think it's something to do with Pizza Hut back in the day.
The red cups.
With the red cups, and when you used to go inside and sit down, and they would bring you the big ass pitchers of root beer, and we would just drink them like crazy. But I guess we could have ordered
anything. I miss
those
days.
Maybe we were just a root beer family, but it's good. All right. Let's show a little fucking sophistication here. Oh, it tastes.
I can't.
Tell me, please give me one reason what is so unattractive about root beer to you.
The taste is awful. Like, it tastes like, I don't know, it just tastes like cough medicine. That's like the best way I can describe it. It's just carbonated, liquefied,
it's
like cough medicine. It's herbal. It's awful.
It's herbal.
It's so bad. I can't.
No, and I really don't think they drink it in other countries either. I think it's a big thing here and probably not too much in other places. It seems like one of those things where other cultures would be like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I will add.
But I like it. I like it.
I will add, as a Filipino, this debate with my family regarding root beer, it's overwhelmingly they hate it. Especially my Midwestern like family who are all like in Chicago and whatnot. They absolutely hate it. They are just like, it tastes like medicine, to them.
Is it all root-based pops? Do you hate ginger ale too?
Surprisingly, I actually do like ginger ale and ginger beer. Surprisingly, I do. I know it doesn't make any sense, but there's just something off-putting about root beer.
You're a root beer hater.
I don't know. I did tell Chris that I would try, you know, a drafted root beer. That would felt like I will give it one more shot. Like one more shot. But I don't think I'll like it.
Well, no, I think if you don't like that sort of like herbally, it is a weird. It's its own flavor.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say it's an accustomed taste. Like,
I'm gonna murder my fucking dog. He won't stop barking out there. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. Lou, if you're listening, how'd you enjoy that ass beating, bro?
Leave him alone. He's just doing his thing. He's just doing his dog thing.
It's all I can hear is his barks from the other end of the
house. That's why I kicked Bo out of my room, because he tends to bark when I have the door closed. He does not like it when the door is closed, especially when I'm like in meetings or like on phone calls or whatnot. He'll just bark like crazy. So I have to kick him out. I'm sorry. And then he cries at my door and then wonders why he's not here. I'm like, dude, you bark. I'm in a very important call right now.
Well, Lou usually gets along pretty good, but he's been sort of a fucking dick this weekend, so I'm just annoyed with him.
Aww. I can't be mad too long at my fur baby.
Well, he's a cute little bastard, so he usually gets away with a lot, but push me to the edge sometimes. But yeah, so I mean, all right. I guess it boils down to either you like a thing or you don't. So it wasn't as heated of a debate about root beer as I thought we'd have.
But you gotta
you
tell me.
You are wrong, so there is that, but...
You gotta tell me to convince me, like, why should I give root beer another shot?
You have to have it with pizza. I don't even buy root beer, but you have to drink it with a piece of pizza. It changes it. It's that flavor that you want when you eat pizza. It's just some weird thing that happened when I was a child that I drank root beer with pizza, and now I feel like they belong together like peanut butter and jelly. But I don't think I'm going to change your mind.
I don't know. Maybe you just have to, you know, convince. But I said I would give one more shot.
Well, I'd say... I don't know. If you don't like root beer, you might like Barks root beer.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
Because it's something a little bit different than all other root beers. I think if you've not liked most root beers you've tried, give Barks a try. It's different enough where it might hit you different. And some people that like other root beers like no Barks. And some people are like, hey, but it has bite. It was really popular like in the 90s and then it kind of went away, but it's still out there.
I take it back. I think I did try it and I didn't like it.
All right, I'm done with you. No.
I'm sorry. There's got to be something out there that I might like.
You have a clear agenda against root beer.
I just haven't found one I genuinely like.
Root beer your Tua for Tua haters. No, but it's wild. Dude fucking led the league in passing last year. Can we give him two seconds to, like, you know what I mean?
I think he deserves to be paid too. Wink wink. You know?
They're gonna go nuts, Al.
I cannot wait.
And hey, as long as it's middle of the road, and it's, because I know you're not going to get something that's too team friendly when the guy just led the league in passing, but let's not go all the way player friendly either. I'm hoping for a happy medium that doesn't, like, gives us sort of other contingencies and doesn't sort of mortgage our entire future on the assertion that he's going to become a Super Bowl winner, which is the whole point of all of this. And I certainly think things outside of Tua need to change. Like I said, some of the things Mike needs to work on, some of the areas of the team that have nothing to do with Tua that need improving. So I really don't know if he can be that Super Bowl winning quarterback, but I do know that when everything was right and we had all of our personnel and we were able to do everything that we wanted to do, the dude was fucking going mental. Yes. So you pay that. You don't let that go out the door, and you don't,
exactly.
You don't, like, I don't know, piss him off with it. But is he going to make 60 fucking million a year? No, probably not. And he doesn't deserve that. Nobody does. These quarterbacks to begin with make way too much fucking money in comparison to other players that work harder than a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Look, a quarterback has to work hard in his mind, but when guys are putting their actual bodies on the line, running backs, I'm talking to you, they don't get paid for shit. Is it right that somebody that really lays it all out there, every time they touch the ball, they could be the end of their fucking career, they get paid pennies, and these quarterbacks get paid tens of millions a year, and most of them stink? Like, look at all the quarterbacks that got paid this past year. Yeah. Most of them stink.
Yep.
So it's like, I am a little bit opinionated when it comes to that. I sort of think there should be more of a level playing field. If you're a starter, you should make good money, but you shouldn't be making like fucking generational money for doing nothing.
I generally think Tua, though, I think they'll make a pretty team comfortable deal, in my opinion, but again, we shall see. It's still ongoing, but the dude, I think, deserves to get paid, so. I mean,
most Pro definitely.
Pro Bowl like quarterback since Marino. That hasn't happened in a really long time.
Well, and he's done a lot of the shit that he's done with not a lot of support.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Speaking of which, did we discuss about our new defensive coordinator, like from the last episode? Did we?
Leave it to Weaver?
Did we? Yeah. Did we discuss like our new?
I think we should hope that. It's a step in the right direction.
I mean, after the whole Fangio thing, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely talked about old Vic. Old man, Winter,
you're absolutely right.
We definitely did, but no, we haven't really got into Weaver, and it's because I've got no clue what to expect. I was really surprised with a couple of the moves we made defensively, and I've got to assume that he had his input and some of the changes are due to him. So, hey, you've got your chance. Now the pressure's on because we were in a fairly decent spot defensively if you ignore the fact that they hired Vic knowing he didn't want to be here long term, which... fucking infuriating, but
don't remind me.
I'm gonna give just like everybody else that comes to the Dolphins, I'm gonna give Weaver a chance to disappoint me.
Not disappoint.
Oh wait, no, yeah. Oh, that's just what they usually end up doing. So I'm sorry.
No, not disappoint.
It could be good. Even a lateral move from where we were, there's just I don't know. I just feel like this team, I don't want to say it's cursed because I don't believe in supernatural shit like that, but it just seems like in some of the most important moments, we had a lot of fucking elements of this team that weren't working the way they were supposed to be at the most crucial fucking times. And we did get unlucky with injuries again. I'd like a year where I get it, there's going to be injuries, but can we just have a fucking normal human earthly amount of injuries and not some supernatural apocalypse of losing everybody?
I blame that on Hard Knocks, the Hard Knocks curse,
and our fucking dirty fucking rat strength and conditioning staff. I just,
he's still there, by the way.
Oh, and so is the fucking special teams. What's his nuts? It's there's Danny been some Crossman. Yeah, Danny Crossman somehow still has work.
I don't understand.
Yeah, before my blood pressure goes too high. And then fucking keeping Berrios around. Like, everyone was like, oh, but he's a good return guy. Not dropping the fucking ball when you get it punted to you is does not make you a good return guy. Flipping fucking field position makes you one.
He has to stay with his girl, Alex Earl, who I have no idea who she is, but I just know that she's in Miami and she's a huge TikTok star. That's as far as I know.
Well, that's all I know. We're not going to be, everyone's not going to be 100% happy with everything the team does. And we had a lot of hard decisions to make this offseason, but I just get, it remains to be seen how it plays out. And I guess whether we have a good draft or not, I don't think factors into it hugely because you expect rookies to take a while to come around, but you never know. You might get lucky and be one of those teams that gets struck by lightning and draft a guy that makes an immediate impact. That would be fucking great.
Hey, we had that with Waddle.
Yeah. I'm not saying it don't happen, but, you know, you can't get mad if a guy doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I think it's an impatient league. Like, everyone used to understand that development takes time. Depending on position, that may vary, but it always takes time.
I blame Patrick Mahomes for that, too.
Well, yeah, and other guys like him, but when you hit the ground running, that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see. Will we draft well? And this probably will be the last episode before the draft, and then we'll probably hit them up afterwards, I think.
Yes.
But, yeah.
That'll be exciting. We'll have something to actually talk about, like with football.
And I prepared. That involves football. Yeah, I prepared like zero for this tonight. Like,
yeah, me too. Honestly,
you hit me up and I was like, oh yeah, I'll try to come up with some shit for us to talk about. Bullshit.
Hey, this was like, I would say our chill episode before, you know, we officially start with the draft.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, the nonsense will definitely come about, hopefully.
And we'll be kicking off season 7 of Inches. Woo! I really can't believe it.
That's crazy. Congrats, by the way.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it is 7 years of bullshit. I did it.
Woo! You should be very proud of yourself.
Well, that's certainly a take. Anyhow. No, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you for, you know, linking up and doing an episode. And I don't appreciate anyone else because fuck them. No, we do appreciate whoever actually took the time out of their life to listen to the final episode of season 6 and say what you want to say. Like, tell these fucking morons what you think of them and we'll get on out of here.
You put me on the spot. I could say, I don't know. You put me on the spot.
See, she's got nothing good to say about any of this.
No, I don't. You guys are jerks sometimes. Cheerio, to be honest.
Fuckers. All right, now let's get out of here. What do you say?
All right, let's go.
All right.
Nothing has done more to unite the people of the world than this daring venture into the unknown.